Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
There are a lot of experts who are predicting that we are on the verge of recession. Some of it has to do with Donald Trump's taco tariff plan. You know, that thing seems to change several times a day. And I mentioned yesterday that I was talking about how President Trump placed a 25% tariff on India. By the time I got off the air, it was up to 50%. So I don't even know where that whole thing is going. It just has not panned out the way the president predicted it would have panned out. And it's been kind of a mess. And he just kind of keeps changing things to try to make it work. But I don't know that it's going to work. But there's a lot of talk about us going into a recession. For some of you, you might not even remember what a recession really feels like. For some of you, maybe you're kind of coming of age now and you don't know really what that means. So what would it look like if we had a recession in America sometime soon? I mean, what if we are on the verge of a recession? I hope we're not. But let's find out a little bit more about this. Gary Hoover, known as Hoove, is the executive director of Tulane's Murphy Institute and a professor of economics. And Hoove joins us on WWL. Hoove, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right, listen, let's talk about what a recession would look like. A lot of experts are predicting the possibility of a recession. Now, first of all, let's define recession. Is that not an economic downturn for like two consecutive quarters or something like that?
Right, and that's the general term used when you see that it's not just a blip, but it's a continuous trend that happens over two quarters, then you're technically in a recession.
Okay. So where are we now, and how close do you think we are to a recession?
Well, the interesting thing about a recession is most times we don't know that we're in one until we're already in it. And so predicting it going forward is sort of like steering a cruise ship. You have to start making predictions way out. Yeah. Before you actually need to make that decision.
So that would be right now. If there is, you know, a lot of conversation now about a possible recession, are there things that we should be doing now?
Exactly. And so some of the indicators like the recent jobs report, some slowing down of industrial output are all indicators that we are on track to hit one. The only thing that might give people pause is the amount of consumer spending, which has fallen off, but not like it will during the recession.
Right. So what would a recession look like if it does happen? And we can all hope that it doesn't happen. But in a way, you know, I look over the course of my life, Hoove, and I see that, you know, recessions are almost an inevitable correction in a cyclical trend of the economy.
You're exactly right. The thing, though, is that recessions don't have to be necessarily prolonged, and they don't have to be as painful. So what ends up happening generally is that people stop consuming, and then businesses stop producing. And so that trend feeds off itself. And the more that people aren't buying, the less businesses are producing, which means that they don't need as many people, which causes unemployment to rise. And as unemployment rises, people stop buying. And so now you're in this trend where businesses are producing less because people are consuming less. But because people are consuming less, businesses aren't using as many people. And the trend continues.
You know, it seems like maybe the best time in America is that moment in time when we're coming out of a recession. You know, we've gone through, we're recovering from the recession. It seems like that's just a great time in America because ultimately that can lead to inflation. But before we get to inflation, when we're coming out of that recession, it seems like that's a great economic time.
It is absolutely that time. What's going to happen is generally interest rates are pretty low. And businesses are investing, they're growing. The outlook of individuals are starting to pick up, and they're thinking, hey, now's a good time for me to buy this, which I put off because I was worried about the recession. And it feeds upon itself.
So where do we go from here? And specifically for the consumer, what does a recession look like?
A recession is going to mean that almost everybody is going to be impacted up and down the line, even those who are high net wealth individuals down to low net wealth individuals, as we see that there is a slowdown in production. That slowdown in production is going to cause unemployment to go up. That's going to be the tell sign. When we start seeing unemployment go up, people are going to really start cutting back, and that's when the pain will mostly be felt for all of us.
Do high-wealth individuals suffer more in a recession than low-wealth individuals?
Not that they suffer. They suffer in different ways because a lot of high-wealth individuals spend more of their income on services as opposed to goods. And services will be hit dramatically in a recession because there just won't be much demand for them. So they'll feel it, but in a different way.
What do you think? Do you think we're close to a recession?
I think that all indications are that we have to have a recession sooner rather than later because, as you mentioned, it is a correction. I think the bigger question is going to be, how painful does it have to be? How painful will it be when it comes? So will we have one? Yes, we haven't gone for very long periods of sustained growth without having some type of, you know, correction that takes place. It doesn't have to be painful, but it probably will be.
What will be the most painful aspect of that?
Given that we've seen a dramatic reduction in the federal workforce and the federal safety nets, a recession that puts many, many people into the roles of the unemployment without those safety nets to catch them could make this quite painful for them, meaning that I lose my job, I lose my health care, I might need some type of government-assisted health care, and if that's not there, that just compounds an already difficult situation.
If the recession gets to be too bad, if it's too deep, then there are going to be people who are going to talk about a depression.
It could conceivably be the case, but that would mean that we were in a prolonged and sustained period of recession that went deeper than we thought. We haven't seen one since the Great Depression, but we came close with the Great Recession caused by the housing crisis downturn. If we went that far, some might even call that a depression. If we went further than that, we would be in for some dire times, the entire country.
What could President Trump do as president right now to fend off a possible recession?
One of the things that we need to think about is growth. We need to think about policies that invite growth and growing of industry and business. And probably the best thing to do when you're thinking about growth is to think about certainty. And what we're not finding right now is much certainty. We don't know from one day to the next where economic policy is going to stand. And it's hard to make business decisions when I don't know what the business environment is going to look like from one day to the next. So if we could get a clear signal about the next 6 months, 3 months, so that business owners and individuals could make decisions about whether or not this is a good time for me to buy a new car, whether or not it's time for this business owner to invest in new plant and machinery, that would be the most salient thing we could do, is to get some type of certainty about where we're going next.
President Trump seems to have been a little bit more impetuous when it comes to economic policy. And again, I mentioned, you know, yesterday I'm on the air talking about a 25% tariff on India. By the time I get off the air, it's up to 50%. And just this seems to add to the uncertainty about long-range plans.
That's exactly the problem right there, is that I need to know where all of these economic indicators are going to be in the future. And when they change suddenly and without prior notice, that causes people to withdraw back, and that causes a reduction in economic certainty. And that, more than anything else, causes people to start to do irrational things like hoard, or to save irrationally and not invest in plant machinery. That's probably where we are.
So are you suggesting that people save their money, that people not spend? I mean, but that's going to be an indicator that's going to maybe even further lead to the images of a recession.
Exactly. And that's the problem. So what we could have is what sometimes economists call a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you keep saying it all the time and you keep worrying about it all the time, you could bring into existence the very thing that you were worrying about. So now that you're hoarding, and you're irrationally hoarding because you think that something's going to come in the future, we could manifest that in the economy just through our own actions.
Yeah, I never thought about applying the laws of attraction to economics.
But it absolutely happens.
All right, what can American consumers do right now? What are you doing? What should American consumers do now with this possibility that we may have a recession?
You have to be careful about long-term plans. Think more so about how you're going to get through the next 3 months, 6 months. Maybe think less about big-ticket items, just in the event that things come to pass as we think they might. So you've locked yourself into a brand-new 30-year mortgage today, not knowing what interest rates will be like tomorrow, what the economic environment would be like. Those are the types of things. And be cautious. Be cautious with our spending and our savings.
But you're agreeing with a lot of the expert economists who are saying that, you know, we're kind of on the verge of a recession now, and it doesn't look like we're going to be able to avoid it. But it might be just a correction, and it might not be that painful.
And that's the problem with this economy, as for us economists right now, is that we could go either way. I think the guy who runs Moody's said the same thing, that Mark Zandi, said that, you know, we're on the precipice of something, but with strong consumer spending, we could potentially get out of this thing. I don't see how we do. I'm much more concerned about the level of pain, whether or not we're going to have pain. I think that's just a foregone conclusion for me, that we're going to see pain. It's just really going to be a matter about how much for me.
All right. Gary Hoover, Executive Director of Tulane's Murphy Institute and Professor of Economics, thank you for your time, and thank you for your wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. I appreciate it. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oak and Hart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So here's another economist predicting that, you know, we're on the verge of a recession. But maybe it won't be that bad. Hopefully it won't be that bad. But, you know, again, it could be a not so bad thing if the right things happen. So let's not be too scared about this. But I appreciate Hoover's comments here. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back. And remember, you are listening to
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
QL. All right, Saints, kick off the new era. The new era following the Breeze, Sean Payton years. This is the beginning of a new era. And it starts right now. I know it's preseason, but I don't know, man. I'm excited about it. Can't wait to see the battle of the two quarterbacks. Now, you know, Jake Haener, I mean, he's still in there too, but it's primarily a battle between Spence and Shuck. And I'm interested in watching that. I'm interested in watching our wide receivers and defense. I mean, look, I can't wait. Sunday, 3 o'clock, man. I'm tuned into WWL, and I'm watching the game. I hope you have plans to watch as well. If you can't watch, make sure you listen to WWL or, you know, sync it up with your TV. Listen to WWL and watch it on TV. I'm Scoot on the air Thursday afternoon. We are almost to the weekend. So you see, I told you, like I told you Monday, this week is going to fly by. All right, I'm going to get to some of your texts here in just a moment. Jean is in New Orleans. Welcome to WWL, Jean.
Hey there, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Welcome back from your vacation.
I hope you
had a nice time.
I did, thanks.
You're welcome. I was calling just in reference to your question before about if Trump had done anything well during his first 6 months. One thing that I think is fabulous is that he passed a bill that made fentanyl a Class A drug, which means anyone that is dealing it automatically gets jail time.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, it's still, I'm still ashamed, though, that the United States still has marijuana listed as a, you know, a Class 1 drug or whatever the classification is. I mean, they've got marijuana listed now with fentanyl and heroin, and I think that's a big, pretty big stretch. I'd like that to change, but I think it's good that fentanyl is now on that list. I agree. So that was something good that President Trump has done.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. My stepson lives in Canada, which is a whole other thing. He was born in Canada, but anyway, he works for the dispensaries out there, and it, you know, mm-hmm. is totally legal and used for medicinal purposes. But the other thing, I hadn't actually thought of this, but then I heard the professor who was very informative about economics. I love learning about economics. So it made me think about the economic side to what Trump is doing, and his focus on manufacturing and talks with Silicon Valley has resulted in Tim Cook, the Apple CEO, committing to $600 billion of manufacturing in the U.S. over the next 4 years, which is fabulous.
It's good. I could be wrong, but I really don't see America reverting back into becoming an industrial-based economy. You know, we tend not to go back. You know, we switch from an agricultural to an industrial-based economy, and now we're in a tech, hospitality-based economy. And I just don't see us reverting back into manufacturing. But, you know, if it happens, it's going to help. It's going to help a lot of people, because one of the problems that happened, and one of the reasons that so many blue collar Americans have grown to feel totally disenfranchised, is because they grew up in factory cities, and they grew up working in factories, and their father worked in factories. Grandfather may have worked in factories, and that's all that they did. That's all that they knew. And they were making really good money, had nice homes, nice cars, but they didn't prepare themselves for the future. And overall greed in America on the part of consumers and on the part of industry, you know, that led to jobs going overseas. And they didn't predict that, and they were not prepared to go back into an economy that was based on something other than manufacturing. So, you know, I don't know if we're going back, but you know, I would welcome any industry that you know comes back to America to help provide jobs.
Sure, and I mean, fair. Things are definitely ever evolving, and who knows if we'll become the manufacturing giant that we used to be. I personally would prefer to buy, you know, my technology from America, just because of, it's no shade on China, or maybe it is, but I've heard pretty terrible things about their manufacturing plants and slave labor and, you know, putting nets above the tops of the manufacturing plants to catch the workers that are trying to jump to the cat. So, but like that kind of thing, I don't think it would happen in America. But I don't disagree with you. I think that the economy has evolved and the way that the industries have evolved. And I don't necessarily see Gen Z really wanting to work manufacturing jobs.
No, that's
again,
a really good point.
I don't live in rural America either, so it's hard for me to say. And I also think it's those communities that are suffering the most from all of this crazy drug, you know, the rural communities, but
fentanyl and meth, you know, I mean, but meth was just so big in rural communities. And, you know, the perception is that would be like an urban drug, but it wasn't. I mean, there were like, you know, there were meth factories in barns and in rural America. And it was a huge problem.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who were doing meth were those who were no longer working in factories. So, you know, there were issues with that.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right. I really appreciate you, hearing me out. And I just wanted to say one way that I get a lot of my information is actually watching the press conferences on YouTube, where you get to hear directly from the White House what is happening. And they're doing it to the media, and the media will challenge them when that, you know, they feel that they are saying something inaccurate or not the full story. So it's to me, it's a great way to get, you know, straight from the horse's mouth.
You know, if you have time to do that, that is a great way to do it. And unfortunately, too many people are dependent on sound bites or headlines, and they don't actually go beyond the sound bite or the headline to find out anymore. Sean, I appreciate the phone call. I'm glad you're listening to our show, and thanks for calling. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. A text wants to know, thinks that all this is BS, and that I'm talking about BS about the possibility of a recession. Look, first of all, I don't want a recession, but there are economists across this country talking about the possibility of a recession. And so I thought today we would talk to an economist about that possibility. And another text says that this is left-wing rhetoric or something more liberal left-wing rhetoric. No, it's not. If you want to duck reality, if you want to live in your own cocoon and not be aware of reality, that's fine. What's interesting is that if we do have a recession, none of these people are going to text back and say, oh, I was wrong, you were right. You know, they're just so sure they're right, but they'll never admit that they were wrong. I don't want a recession, but there are enough economists out there predicting the possibility of a recession that I thought we should at least talk about that possibility and look at what we can do as consumers to maybe prepare for it. What can President Trump do to prevent it? And the way President Trump has this haphazard taco tariff plan and his approach to his economic policy, it's very confusing. And if stability and growth is something that would be planned on, you know, based on the future, if people can't predict what the future is going to hold, then that's going to in itself maybe produce a recession. I don't want it to happen, but you know, it is a cyclical correction in our economy, and we've had recessions before, and it's not necessarily the fault of the president. You know, presidents don't have total control over the economy, and I said that during the campaign and got bashed for being a Trump basher when I said Trump's not going to be able to end inflation on day one or day two or three. Ah, you're just a Trump hater. No, I was just being truthful with you, and it turns out I was right. You can't just end inflation. And Trump couldn't do it. But somebody once said, well, who are the economists? And I can't do your research for you. Just research that yourself. But I can tell you that Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, these are two big economic institutions in this country, well established. They are predicting the possibility of a recession. Stephen Wells, a professor of economics at Colorado State University. The guest that we just had, Gary Hoover, executive director of Tulane's Murphy Institute and professor of economics at Tulane. He just predicted a strong possibility of a recession. So, you know, we deal in reality. We don't deal in false political optimism. Let's go to Slidell. Terry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Haven't called you. I got something to say. You know how we always criticize the Louisiana government for being slow and the DMV and everything? Well, I want to give a shout out to the Louisiana roof people. You know, if we apply to get a help you on your roof.
Okay.
Well, yesterday, me and my wife were trying to get it done on a computer, and two ladies from the Louisiana roof thing were supremely helpful. They were super nice, and they knew exactly what they were doing. So they do have some people in the state of Louisiana that work for the government that really care about their people.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about things, you know, we all generalize, whether, you know, we're on the air or you're a listener, we all generalize, and you know, it's never meant to indict everybody. So it's nice to know that there are competent people, because I know there are some competent people.
It's a Louisiana fortified roof program. You have to, you know, you get the application and you get it's a draft or whatever, you know, a lottery. And after a year and a half, I finally got in. I finally won the lottery. And I feel like that is winning the lottery. When they put $10,000 down on a roof, all you got to do is pay for anything over $10,000. That's like winning, you know, that's winning a pretty good lottery. But the two ladies, one lady whose name was Grace, she was extremely helpful, and I just want to give a shout out to those. You know, if anybody that complains about the government, I mean, I do too, you do too, everybody does. But sometimes you do find some really employees that care about the people in the state of Louisiana, and those are the people at that Louisiana roof thing.
No, that is true, and you will also find people in City Hall who really care about the citizens of New Orleans, I totally agree with you. There are people who really do care. So,
everybody criticizes, but I just wanted to give a shout out for some people that you know work for the government.
And I'm glad things worked out for you and your wife. All right, if you've got a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. We still have to talk about the South Park episode last night, which was really damn funny. I mean, they made fun of President Trump. I don't know why Trump doesn't attack South Park, because he's so sensitive about some of these other things, and South Park is the most brutal when it comes to mocking President Trump or making him look stupid or silly or ridiculous, or the fact that he's got a very little pee-pee. And they made fun last night of Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, who, you know, I didn't realize how much makeup she wore until I saw the episode last night, and then I started thinking about it. Yeah, she wears a pretty hefty bit of makeup. And her face kept falling off. It kept sliding off her face. Had so much makeup on, and then had to redo her. Look, you know, I'm not going to spoil it for any of you, but the stuff that I'm talking about is already in the media. It's already out there. It comes from the reviews of the new two episodes of South Park. So I'm not saying anything that doesn't exist in those writings and those reviews of South Park. But if you want to make sure that you don't know anything about South Park, I'll let you know when we start talking about it, and you can take a break for a couple of minutes. But I don't think it's going to spoil anything, because even if I tell you what it's about, watching them do it just makes it really funny. And, you know, poor Mr. Mackey lost his job, okay? He went to work for ICE, okay? And he didn't know what to do, okay? So it was pretty. It was pretty funny. And then J.D. Vance was holding Trump's baby oil for him.
I do have to give J.D. Vance credit. He said on X, he retweeted the South Park episode, and he said, yeah, "I finally made it." Go to yes. Show you that J.D. Vance does have some sort of sense of humor.
That's the way to handle it. You know, not getting upset. And in fact, Donald Trump is now predicting that Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon are next, that they're going to be canceled. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And also, still to come, I want to talk about the television series, the animated series, Bluey. And some of you may have kids or grandkids that watch Bluey. I watch Bluey with my grandkids. I've seen it a lot. And I wondered, you know, what is this really about? Well, there's been some research that has been done on this Australian animated series from Australia. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. All right, maybe a few showers around, but right now in downtown New Orleans, it is partly cloudy, and it is damn hot.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are people so PO'd about me talking about the recession? I mean, we're getting a couple of texts here. We just got a threatening phone call from somebody who is just pissed off that I'm talking about the recession. This is not a negative thing. I'm not even blaming Donald Trump for the recession. I mean, I'm talking about some of the things that he's doing with the economy, but I'm not doing anything other than trying to be prepared for the possibility of a recession. And it's gotten to the point where enough economists are predicting a recession. And if it happens, wouldn't you like to know in advance? Wouldn't you like to know some of the things that you can do or not do? And that's what we were talking about earlier with an economic expert from Tulane University. And I'm just, you know, in reading the news, I'm just seeing a lot of information out there about the possibility of a recession. Now, that's not going to make Donald Trump look good, but it's not Donald Trump's well, the tariff thing is contributing to the possibility of a recession. I mean, I think he screwed up big time with the tariff thing. And I don't know how anybody can defend it because it didn't yield what he wanted it to yield. And he keeps changing it every day, sometimes more than once a day. So I don't know how this can lead to economic stability. And these are some of the things that are contributing to the talk about a possible recession. But man, I mean, just relax. You know, presidents don't have that much control over inflation. I don't know that Trump can do anything to maybe stop a recession. Hopefully it's going to be mild. But with some of the things that Trump has done in terms of taking away safety net benefits for some people, it could be on the rough side. So look, this is talk radio. We're just talking about stuff. I'm not a legislator. I'm not in the executive branch or the judicial branch. I'm not a branch of government. We're just having a conversation here. And if you pay attention, unless you are totally locked in the conservative echo chamber when it comes to the media and you're not hearing all the truth, that's on you. But this idea of a possible recession is very real. I hope it doesn't happen. But there's enough talk about it to where we thought we would have a conversation about it.
So, Scoot, earlier you said you do not want a recession, right? And the economist, Greg Hoover, he said that a recession is necessary for self-correcting. Now, with that being said, shouldn't we sort of want the recession to take place?
You're right about that. I mean, you know, if we could guarantee that the recession's going to be a mild recession, then yeah, I mean, it would be good to have this economic correction. And the professor agreed with me that this is a cyclical thing, and recessions are a correction, a course correction from inflation. And, you know, we've had inflation, and Donald Trump didn't end inflation. I didn't think he would. Said during the campaign that he wouldn't control that, and he hasn't been able to control it, and it hasn't been good. I tell you, gas prices are good, and I don't know what it is today, but when I was coming back from Florida Friday, last Friday, I got gas for $2.99 at Buc-ee's. So if you can plan your trip and fill up at Buc-ee's, either the Mississippi location or the Florida location, no, the Alabama location, close to Florida, the Alabama location. If you can fill up at Buc-ee's, do that. All right, Jack is in River Ridge. Hey, Jack, I've got time for a quick comment. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hey, I got time for a quick comment, Jack.
Okay. I'll make it real quick. First of all, I don't understand the people who listen just to hear if you're going to say anything that might be truthful because it goes off script. They can literally listen to 90% of the other shows in New Orleans and hear the same stuff that you're talking about, the right-wing echo chamber. But look, is it really hard to understand that, okay, they laid off 100,000 federal workers, okay? All those people, wherever they shopped, that affected all of the people they were doing business with. So would it make sense that you know, people are being a little skeptical when they go out. And, you know, maybe they don't spend money as confidently as they were before. And certainly the tariffs aren't helping.
Right.
I don't know why this is hard for people to understand.
I don't either. And Jack, I'm glad you called. A lot of the people who are listening and bitching about this, they have been through recessions. This is not, if we have a recession, it's not the first recession we're gonna go through. All right, we're going to come back with more. And coming up next hour, we're going to talk about last night's episode of South Park, also a little bit about the series Wednesday, and we'll also talk about this this animated series from Australia, Bluey. All right, on this day in 1983, Harold Melvin and three of the Blue Notes were arrested for cocaine, marijuana, and meth possession at Caesar's Boardwalk Regency Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City. You know, I mean, how did they find that stuff? I guess if you're smoking marijuana or meth, I guess maybe they can smell that. I don't know, can you smell meth? You can smell marijuana. But, I mean, you ought to be able to hide the cocaine. I mean, you ought to be able to keep that pretty much a secret. Anyway, they got busted on this day in 1983. I'm Scoot on the Air. You're listening to WWL. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1963, Beach Party, starring Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello, opened up in movie theaters everywhere. And, oh, man, I remember those beach movies. And so sometimes if I see one on, I'll still watch it because it's pretty good comedy right now. By the way, the $2.99 that I paid at Bucky's for gas, that was for the top premium grade. So the other grades are even less than that. And I just found out that the snowballs are downstairs. Plum Street, the Plum Street snowball stand is downstairs in our building. And I love Plum Street snowballs. I'm eating an ice cream one right now. This is really good stuff. I mean, this is the life. You think I'm suffering from TDS? Man, I have a great life, and I'm eating a freaking snowball on the air. All right, a lot more stuff. And by the way, the person who says somebody wants to somebody going to shut my mouth? Yeah, let's disagree and then be violent.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.